Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God for you all tuning in right now to the intercession time right here at the Doubletree Hotel in Novi, Michigan. We thank God also for you tuning in to the Taking It Back by Storm. And we just thank God with Dr. Rhoda Byrd. We thank the Lord that this is the intercession time that you are now tuned in. Tonight, we're going to be broadcasting live as well. Links for the streaming in live is posted up, so you can click on the web streams, the live streams, and you will be able to see and hear us live. And also in this blog talk, you can also be able to click on and listen in. So right now, we're going to take you into the part of intercessory. A prayer with our very own Dr. Rhoda Byrd. Also, we want to greet everybody that's listening in from all over the world as well. So we pray that you will be blessed by this great program that you will hear.
He said, I want to do something to the religious people looking at you right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus, because God can do whatever he want to do. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. The stones are about to cry out. You hear me? The rocks are going to cry out. They're going to look like prostitutes and pigs.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There's the rain coming. Hallelujah. People all outside, different things, people praying, and I'm looking like, what's up? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God has blessed me with many gifts. I'm ordained and licensed as an elder. I have my paperwork as an apostle. Hallelujah. I'm licensed as a prophetess. Hallelujah. My documentation is zoned in a home security. Hallelujah. So I'm not coming unaware of who I am. But I'm nothing without you. Call me servant. So that's all I care to be is a servant of the Most High God. Nothing else matters. Nothing. Anything prophetically spoken is because of the Holy Spirit. God is the God of truth. God, people, get up off your high horse like you somebody. Somebody behind your title. Your title will make you. I used to say, when people ask you who you are, some people worried about that. Do the work. Do the work. And your work will speak for yourself. And that doesn't mean we dishonor gifts either. Because you have some people that can't stand a gift, so they will try to belittle you. Because I don't let nobody belittle me. You didn't raise me up. You didn't call me, and you can't put me nowhere. You don't have a heaven out of hell to put me. So I don't allow myself to be disrespected, Jesus Christ.
Right. That's right. That's
all balance.
Right.
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 Hallelujah.
Right.
Man, God, why they got to do this? Hallelujah. I wasn't even supposed to be talking. We have so many guest speakers, wonderful speakers. Hallelujah, that I love and I appreciate. This woman of God came all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going to tell you something. This conference is because of her. Because my team, no, I ain't lying. We done did conference. And I said, that's it. Then I said, we done knew it. We absolutely not. We not. We not. Prophetess called me and said, God is saying about the prayer form. I'm telling this for history's sake because some of y'all don't know what happened. But if you listen to the blog talk, by the way, go by Blaine Irving's website, www.blaineirving.com, and you'll hear some of the programs that we pre-tape. And I told this story, I'm going to tell it again, because the Bible says you're honored with honor due. Hallelujah. I laughed because I talked about me being a Jonah. And she didn't know about that. And she talked about Jonah last night. I'm like, man. Hallelujah. And it's not that I don't willingly want to serve and obey God. That's not it. But sometimes you come under so much demonic attack. And sometimes the struggle is with God's people. It don't even be with the devil. It be with flesh. It's flesh. They don't want to come under subjection. And I got frustrated. I said, God, I'm tired. I can't. The woman of God told me, she said, you know, the Lord, I wanted her here for Shavuot. But some of you don't know, I found out recently both the size of my family is Jewish. I know I don't look, but go to Israel, you can see it. You look more than anything. I went to Israel, and I saw the people look like me. Crazy. And they wasn't all Ethiopian either. They're definitely black. Hallelujah. But I praise Jesus both sides of my family. So I've really been embracing what we call biblical feasts. I'm not into the religion and tradition and all that foolishness. But I am into the biblical feasts, and I do take out time on those feasts and say, hey, here's the thing, God. People call holy convocations all the time, and God ain't even in it. Hallelujah! So the biblical feasts, I dare not let them pass without remembering the words of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we celebrate, and I wanted her here in May, and things didn't kind of turn out like I wanted it to turn out. Oh, but bless God. So she called me. I've been on her prayer line. Let me tell you something. You ain't crazy. To praise over midnight call prayer line.
Yes, Lord.
I got a witness. I got a couple of witnesses out here. I ain't never seen nothing like it. And for those who are watching and know me and I've been on your prayer line, God bless you. There's no offense needed. I love you too. But midnight cry, my God, will leave you crying and speechless and dancing and looking around like, my God, I'm tired. Went on there to it's Eastern, well, we're going to put in all the information on the site, but it's midnight in Arizona, but it's 3 a.m. Now, you know for us to stay up at 3 a.m., it's got to be powerful. 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in Michigan or in the Eastern area. So I was on there since January, and I love and hug to Dr. Rose Sterling, who introduced me to this mighty woman of God. And so I've been praying for a while and stuff, and so I told her what I want to do. And it was powerful because Dwayne and I were in a parking lot, and we got to talking about this very thing. We saw it in the spirit before it ever happened. We just both went up in the spirit when we were discussing what we believe God wants to do for this nation, not just this city. And, you know, don't let that sweet smile that prophetess do fool you. That's my kind of mission to be happy.
She's going to help usher you in your destiny one way or another. Praise Jesus.
And she told me what the Lord said. She called me, she said, woman of God, because I do event planning, but I don't want to do no more events right now. Blaine can handle that. Go on his website. Praise Jesus. Not right now, because the Lord say so. But she know I do event planning, and she asked me about the prayer storm. She said, I feel in my spirit that about a prayer storm coming to Michigan. And God has blessed her. You got to check her out. She's going to different cities. This isn't the only city. All kind of wonderful things God uses her to do around the nation. And so when she said Michigan, I was like, okay. So I said, well, okay, I'll help you plan it. She said, okay. So a month went by. Precious that's here with us now to walk her wonderful graduates, just anointed vessel. God, love me, phone is precious. And so something was delayed, and that's not normal. Because when they take care of their business, they have people who take care of business. They organize and they take care and they get it done. I said, so what's up? Why is this taking so long? That's not like her. She said something's coming. We were in communication, y'all. I said, okay, something's up. The Holy Spirit said, do the flyers now. So I'm like, okay, do the flyers. It ain't hurting nobody. So, okay. No, God, it's something else, right? And after he said, do the flyers, I said, God, I'm trying to sign the flyer with the prayer song because that's what her ministry is about, bringing prayer songs. And God said, take it back by storm. Name the conference. I said, take it back. I said, okay. And he said, I want and I never put, if you look at all my flyers, you never see my name. Nobody ever does, because it's not about me. I always promote the Lord. I don't want people to know who's doing it. But this time he said, I want your name there. He said, and then I said, okay. And then probably prior to the act, she said, do you know who the dancers? Do you know who the singers? I'm like, okay. And I talked to a couple of people. So then the Lord said, I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. And then he said, call Porsche. I was, prophetess Porsche, possible. She's my sister, so that's why I say that. And I called her because I was upset about some things, some people coming and attacking my life, and I'm like, God, what is it with me? And I heard the woman, God, I said, can you pray now? Praise Jesus. Can you pray now? Praise Jesus. Handle that. Handle that. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. You got some people. Jesus, oh, God, she don't take it. So she said, praise Jesus. She had said to me about, I called her, I said, I need prayer now, I'm crying. She just came off 40-day fast. And she waited. You know, I like people who want God to speak to you too. They don't think they know everything. We got to have a teachable spirit and honor and respect one another. Because, you know, we're part of a body. The song, the singer, we all work together. Hallelujah. She waited. And then she broke out, and I said, I heard about the revival. I said, oh, wait a minute. I said, you're supposed to hear. She said, the Lord spoke to me also. She spoke to me, and she said, but I was waiting on you. I'm like, why? If you would have said, I would have said, okay. So I told her about it. At the last minute she came, she's here. You're going to hear us tomorrow. I got such a Gino Janney and all these different people. I said, wait a minute, guys. So I'm doing this flight. I'm saying something strange about this. Because I ain't heard from the prophets yet, and some prophets ain't going to be doing this flight. What is going on? But I start saying, Lord, why do I feel you up to something? Because, what is this? This conference is getting planned, and then he loves me in contract. So when you're in contract, you got to fulfill what you done said. Because he already know. Right? So then the woman of God, he said, I texted to her. And so the woman of God, you know, she's a woman of order, too. She's like, well, Lord, wait a minute, what is this? Because I don't remember, you know, she had some things planned out. But little did I know, that same Sunday, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, take it back by storm. She was at a service where her aunt, who's an apostle, stopped. I believe she was preaching, and she looked at her and said, take it back by storm. Come on! The Holy Ghost is one spirit. So with all these different translations of what God supposedly saying, something's wrong. Come on now! army on one accord. They were in the upper room on one accord. You had different type people by one accord. Because, see, I believe in divine order. And when I say that I'm going to submit to somebody, that's exactly what I mean. I'm not saying I'm going to submit to somebody to give you permission to try to take it over. Uh-oh, I'm crossing to somebody out here. Trying to get a position in a picture with your lying self. You better cut this mess out in the church. If I say that I'm serious, I'm submitted to the woman of God. This is why I got this with her. My fault. She called me back. She said, you ain't going to believe this. I said, what? So you got another flyer? She said, prophetess on you. Got another flyer? She said, you know, you do know this is your gospel. I said, I felt like, look, man, what you talking about, Liz? No. She said, yeah. She said, you know, I was in service. And I had to think about it at first. And I sent it to my apostle. And she said, yeah, that's God. She said, who? I said, God, he took that thing off of me. I said, God, you can take it back, though, for real. That's all right. You can take it back, God, for real.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Bible says open rebuke is better than secret love.
There you go.
Hallelujah. got to first get ourselves together. There's some things we need to repent about first. We have offense in the Lord with our behavior. There's murmuring and complaining. Not wanting our faith. All in spite of mess. And we want something from God. Let's get our own deliverance first through repentance and obedience. And you will see the fruit of what God has promised you. Hallelujah. He's not a God that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Have he not said it? Will he not bring it to pass? I'm going to get you. She whispered to me early one night, I can't wait to hear you preach. I said, Jill, I'm not preaching today. What are you talking about? You sang good, but when you gonna read up, what are you talking about? I'm not here to do any talking. I'm just a hoe. I love God's people. Hallelujah. The truth is what makes us free. We are bondage because we live in lies. Unbelief and double-minded and being doubtful is a sin, people of God. We look at all this other stuff, but we need to examine our own self daily. That's a sin to be double-minded. It's a sin to say, I believe you one minute, and the next minute, I don't believe you. It's a sin, y'all, to make vows to your leaders and you not keeping them. He said, it's better not to make a vow than to make one and not keep it. Is that the word? All he's doing, I'm going to come and help him. I'm going to come serve. And can't nobody find you. Because you got offended last week because they didn't mention your name. My Bible says what you do in secret, you get rewarded openly. You are rewarded openly for what you do in secret. If you want to get accolades, you got your reward right there. What is this about? What is this about? Talk not, please. And this is hurting me because I'm listening to what he's saying. Come on now, he has feelings. I don't know if y'all believe it or not, but he has feelings. How do you think we got it? Come on, he's grieved about something. Oh, Father, right now, I just ask you to forgive us. Come on. But y'all, you know what it is. Forgive us, God. But anything we've said or we've done or thought or said in our hearts, God, it was displeasing to you. God, if we've hurt any of your little ones, you said it's better for a millstone to be wrapped around our neck and we be cast into the sea than to hurt any of your little ones, God. Lord, you said when we stand and pray, we have an ought against anybody. Get it right, God. Hallelujah. We have to forgive people, and we want to be forgiven. The woman that I talked about forgiveness yesterday. Lord, so we choose this day to forgive. We choose to let it go. We choose, God, to let you come in and do the surgery on the inward part of us that we may be free. Free to do your will, for who the Son set free is free indeed. Liberate us, God, today in the name of Jesus. We desire liberation in you, oh God. Bring your anointing to destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God, we love you for real. We're not playing about this stuff. We love you for real, God. In any area of our heart or our mind where we are not truly believing you, God, you give a measure of faith. We ask for the increase in our faith, God, that we can receive the manifestation of what you desire for your body to receive, even in this hour, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgive us, oh God. Created us in clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us. We desire this mind to be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves before you. Hallelujah. You desire to exalt us in this hour. And it's for your glory's sake, because flesh will not tarry in your sight. Hallelujah. Do it for your glory, God. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I feel an anointing. I feel fire in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's fire in here. The Bible says,
if you need another one.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You excuse me, I'm just real. I don't have cliches and I'm not deep because I ain't trying to be a pope. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm serious. I'm sweating. We're for real with this fire in this place and the air conditioner alone.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, God will not be mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to lose. Take this opportunity and get it right. But you're just standing there trying to think, oh, she ain't talking to me. I am most definitely talking to you.
Amen.
Mold death. those that listen to me on Blog Talk, most definitely I'm talking to the very one that felt like they got it together. Because self-righteousness and that is still great. And self-righteousness is an ugly thing. Hallelujah. I speak release to you right now. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophet, still love all y'all. Africa, South Africa, Ghana, who else out there? China, India, Indonesia. Who else out there? Germany, London, Jamaica, Kenya, Kuwait, Australia. Who else out there? Switzerland. Hallelujah. We have Evangelist Pine, Evangel Evangelist. You love the street. She's in the house. Hallelujah. You're listening to me. We thank God for her, for lending her show so that we can talk and minister to you. I want you to know I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But real love speaks the truth. The Bible says speak the truth in love. That's what real love is about. Real love don't want you to go ahead. Hallelujah. Real love don't. Praise you, Jesus. Are we finished? I feel the release now. I said it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for your glory. Hallelujah. For your glory's sake, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time. We got more stuff to do tonight. We got stuff to do tomorrow. We took our time to address that needs to be addressed because it ain't following in no other sense.
Amen.
Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Now, Carla was supposed to do something special earlier. I don't know what happened. She got lost in worship or something. Hallelujah. But she's here now. She's going to do it for y'all now. I wanted to come in for a second. Come stand for me. This is how much we love y'all. The Lord told her to wear this today. See your nation. Come all the way here. See your nation. See your tribe. This is his way of saying, I'm coming to you. Hallelujah. Media Express. I'm here to meet your need. And you're on his mind. You're on his mind. The Bible says he will never leave you or forsake you. You are on his mind. Hallelujah. God told her to wear that. We just want you to know you're on his mind. She's going to get ready quick. She's going to get ready and do some worship for her. Hallelujah. I love you, Carla. She gave me 1,000 hugs a day. She'll hug you until she said, okay, you're not as stressed. You're a little better. Hallelujah. It's good to have people that love you. Hallelujah. But it's more blessing to give than receive. You know that, right? It's a blessing in your giving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Jesus. Thank you, woman of God. Because this was your time. Hallelujah. And when I walked up to him, we're not having that. Okay. Praise Jesus.
Your faith. Thank you.
You need to know him.
Yeah.
We want to interview her first. Hallelujah. And then we've got some more treats. But Jill is going to close this out for us.
I just feel love the Lord also just to give Rhoda, we want to just honor the woman of God for all of her diligence, her discipline, her, you know, gathering everyone, all the hard work. So let's just give her a hand and honor her.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bringing all the gifts together so we can come together just one experience, the glory of the Lord, His presence, His anointing, His river flowing. How many have been blessed just so far? Amen?
Yes.
How many have been touched, healed? How many have been healed emotionally, spiritually? Hallelujah. Just been awakened by the love of God and His presence. So we just want to thank God. So, Father, we just thank you. We come to you once again. We just thank you, Lord, for your love that's being poured out. Your new wine is pouring out, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing here in each and every one of our hearts. The things we don't even know yet are coming forth tonight. So we just believe for even greater, Lord, more of your presence, more of your glory, more of your love, and more of your freedom in each and every one of our lives to do what you call us to do, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as you bring us all together again safely, Lord. Let, I pray for a refreshing, a strengthening, and even an awakening. And let the word go deep into our hearts, Lord, to bring forth the fruit that you desire, Lord, that we be fruitful in your character, in your nature, and walk in the fullness and the goodness of your glory, God, that we may be carriers of this glory. And we want us to be prepared and fit for the Master's use, Lord, and take it by storm. We thank you, Lord, that your goodness is going to, your goodness is going to collide with that storm, Lord, and you are going to have your way in our lives, God. And we just thank you and praise you. Amen.
Okay. Yay!
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We thank you all for still tuning in right now. We're going to do an interview, and a lot of you are looking in right now. I still believe that we're still streaming live, so you will be able to, so we have to be able to, you will be able to see us live, and not only see us live, but you will also be able to hear us live as well. And so right now, we're going to do this in this order here. We're going to have all of our guests come and just share with you all around the world, to share with you all around the world the purpose of this great meeting, and also what they are still yet looking for God to do, even though He's moving by His Spirit right now. But we're looking right now for God to still do something. We are all expecting. So we're going to start off with our sister here. And each person is going to say their name. They're going to introduce themselves, and they're going to speak to you all.
Praise the Lord, I'm Prophetess Sharonda Turner from Phoenix, Arizona, Kingdom Faith Ministries. And we are just honored to be here with Dr. Rhoda and all of these beautiful people here in the Michigan area. We endeavor to come to restore, revive, and replenish this land because we believe that God is calling forth intercessors like never before. And we know it's not just something that we're just doing. This is a lifestyle. This is something that you must practice in order to have an effective intercession life. So with that being said, on Midnight Cry every Thursday, I endeavor to take the people into the holies of holies of God and give them a prophetic word by the Spirit of the living God. And then we just let God have his way. Now, we have a sanctuary that's in Phoenix, and we do so many things that God calls us to do in the Phoenix area. I want everybody to be encouraged because when you're really doing the work of the Lord, it is a very lonely place sometimes. I like to use the word lonely. But I want you to know that you will come up under a lot of attacks, such as Jesus did. Here's Jesus working miracles, healing people, delivering people, humble to the people, not making no reputation of himself. But then you have religion calling Jesus a Beelzebub, good God, yeah, come on. You have people who are confused who he really is, who Jesus really is. And they didn't remember the miracles that Jesus had done for them. But Jesus knew what his assignment was, and this is the problem in the body of Christ. We must know what our assignment is. My assignment is to pull people up into the holies of holies and then give them a word. But I can't pull a mess up. I can't pull nobody with sin on them up because God don't move like that. That's why Jesus, when he come back, he ain't touching the earth. You got to ascend up to him. Good God. And you can't be weighted down with mess to ascend up to Christ. So it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural. If you want to make a change in your life, you have to have an intercession life. You have to have a life of prayer and consecration because consecration will get you delivered up from demons. Come on here. Something that is blood rooted in you is rooted down in you and birthed into iniquity. But it takes a relationship with our Father. And the way you can find that relationship is through intercession. So I know what my assignment is, and I know what I was assigned to do when I was sent here to Detroit. Amen. I know that God told me to come and take the people up to another level, another place in intercession. Amen. I am a prophet. We can prophesy all day, but the Bible says that prophecy is going to fail. And when the prophecy fails, then what you got? You must have a relationship with our Father. Amen. I want you to know, even when God called you to do things, it will not come without pain. Amen. Jesus knew what he came to do, that it was painful for him to die. Come on. It was painful for them to spit on him. It was painful for the very ones he was dying for to rise up against him. God, Sunday. The very ones that you are praying for sometimes will come against you. The very ones that you came to restore and bring back to life, they'll stab you in the back. Come on here. But you got to know who God is. And God called you to do what you came to do. Amen. You came to the earth to deliver. You're not just in the earth, just to be in the earth. And you ain't nobody's garbage can. And you ain't nobody's rug where they can just step on you and keep on pulling down. The devil is a liar. Amen. We came with purpose. So I thank God for bringing us here to the Detroit area. Amen. We came with purpose. Our purpose was to restore and rebuild. And I'm very proud of Dr. Rhoda that she rose up and did what God called her to do. I'm thankful that she called me as her guest. Amen. Good God of Zion. How many people are glad to be here? Yes. It was such a move of God last night. If you missed that move, I don't know. It was, and I said it reminded me of being sanctuary back in Phoenix because when I call meetings in Phoenix, a lot of times leaders show up. Last night we had our diversity of leaders in the house. We had the apostles, you had the prophets, you had the rabbis, and I was just so blessed because it reminded me of being home. Amen. And it was just a wonderful time, a wonderful moving God, and it was explosive. And we had a good time. Amen. And so we came here to shift, and we are shifting. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. I hope you were blessed by this. By this broadcast. May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Woo! I just want to say something. You know, I mentioned accuracy. Let me tell you, we're big on accuracy here, evangelists and I. We're really huge on accuracy. And we thank God for this gift in the body because last night every word she said was confirmed. There wasn't one person in the house. I mean, people would get so excited. I thought this was a talk show. What is it? and she was so sweet and accommodating. I was like, hold on for a minute. People were raising hands like she the teacher. Can I say something? I was like, madam. I said they're excited. And every word that was given was confirmed.
Yes.
We're not about foolishness. She ain't about foolishness. The woman of God just came off of a 21-day fast. It's body of Christ, we got to be serious about souls. We got to care enough about people to discipline ourselves so that we can speak accurately. Somebody's life depends on the truth. So I'm big on that accuracy thing. So it was confirmed immediately, and we look even forward to testimonies. Keep watching Fit for the King because we're going to post some testimonies. I've gotten requests from people that say, please post up testimonies from this event. And I'm telling you, even for a treat, don't worry if you missed it yesterday. Go on One Media. Where is he at? One. Go on One Media and click a button. Come here, One. Juan is here, y'all. Say hi to Juan. Come on. Come join me. Look at Juan. He's like, what you doing? So when you go, Juan, wait a minute. You got to tell them the website what to do, how they can see. Because I have friends in Texas. They had some problems yesterday with the live stream. I called them. I said, what y'all doing? We watching. But y'all should have shut down. They all shot and hollering. Glad y'all had a time. We got the last. So it is recorded. Again, you will see it on YouTube. We're going to make the announcement on YouTube. You can go on One Media. He's going to tell you the website to go to and replay it. And I encourage you to replay it over and over and over again because it's always something that you can get differently. Just like the Bible. It never gets old. No matter how many times you study it, no matter how many times you read it, it's always something fresh that comes out of the Word. So you can see that. Yes, if you missed last night, you did miss a treat, but thank God for repeat. Okay.
Somewhere to go
on.
Oh, wait. Introduce yourself.
Usually I'm not in front of the camera type of stuff, so I don't know how to act in front of the camera. I'm always behind the camera. My name is Juan Johnson. I'm the CEO and founder of One Media Detroit Productions here in Detroit, but we also have a national market, which is our Raising Up Productions, Juvie Joe Music. If you want to go see the conference that we had yesterday and the one that we had today, you can go to I'm going to say it slow so y'all can write it down, www.livestream.com/OneMediaDetroit, and it'll be rotating on there with some of our regular programming, but it'll also be rotating on there 24 hours a day. You can watch it, you can watch the movies on there, and then they'll come up, or you can just go to our video on demand area, which is down at the bottom, and click on a clip that you want to see. Each of the clips are named, so you'll know who preached that night and who was up during that time, and so you click on it, it tells you how much time you're going to have to watch it, and then you can watch. Later on, it'll be on YouTube and then on our other network channel, which is The Rock Network, and so we'll have that all done. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is One Media Detroit on Facebook, click on the live stream, and it takes you straight there without going through the www stuff, which that sounds a lot easier. I know some of you saying it, but if you don't have Facebook, you can go straight to the site. So that's about it for me.
Thank you. Yay! It was so shocking. We used to do our commercials. It was so funny. I was like, because, you know, the Lord bless us. We going back on the word, praise God. You know, Prophet has even prophesied it to me. She did, didn't you, Prophet? And it's going to happen, too, in Jesus' name. So that way you're going to get to see her again. 9 million people. Praise Jesus. That's how many people turn into the Word. We thank God for that. But Juan don't like doing commercials. He's so sweet. But I thank God for Juan. Because when I first started this, I was very nervous. I was camera shy. But he brought me out. He brought deliverance to my life. And now I'm not camera shy, as you can tell. Praise Jesus. Come on, Father, for this profession. Hallelujah, from New York. Blaine is coming back. He thinks he has escaped his interview to speak to you all of the natives. But I said, I kept a promise, and you shall return. Come on. So hold on a second. Bless the Lord. Come on and praise God. God is good. Apostle,
Portia Owens Walters from Queens, New York. Our minister there is Apostolic Faith Pentecostal Church, where we are doing great and mighty works over there on that side of the vineyard. I'm so happy to be here in Detroit, Michigan. Dr. Rhoda Bird, she invited us out, and believe you me, ever since I've gotten here, it's just been a time. I've been hearing so much that the Lord is doing. I've been seeing so much, and we are going to have an awesome time on tomorrow. Amen. We're going to have an awesome time because I know that healing is here. A lot God is doing in this part of the vineyard, and I know that there are great and mighty things that's about to take place even after this. So I celebrate with Dr. Bird and all of the wonderful people that God brought here. Just come on and give God thanks for what he's doing as we get ready to go. I'll see you on tomorrow live in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're excited. Woo! A wonderful praise. I don't like praise dancer. Minister of Music and Dance. I like that. I just came up with that. Jesus is here. Come on, Kyla. She's a prophetess, and her business is Unlimited Heavenly Garments. And I wanted to talk a little bit about it and introduce herself and anything else you want to say about the ministry.
Hello, my name is Kyla Schubeck of Heavenly Garments Unlimited. I design a variety of worship instruments. The vision of Heavenly Garments is to have all a nation's worship in the arts. And God wants to restore the arts back to the church. And this is what this garment represents. It represents all nations. If you don't see your flag here on this material, just know that you're in my heart. And God wants to establish his kingdom in the arts, because when the prophetic artisan creates things, they pull the things into from the unseen realm into this realm, like the throne room scene that you seen yesterday. And again, it is to get all of God's people together to worship him in spirit and in truth. God wants the nations to be free and dance like David did, and dance like Miriam did. And the purpose of Heavenly Garments is to put these instruments in the hands of God's people across the globe, because he wants a holy people that worship him from the heart, not just in religion and tradition, but from the heart. And so if you go to my website, heavenlygarmentsunlimited.org, you'll see flags, banners, crowns, pillows, all kinds of instruments, glory hoops. I also have a Facebook page under the same name, Heavenly Garments Unlimited. There's over 900 people on there right now. So it gives you a little bit of more information about me and what I'm about and what the ministry of Heavenly Garments is, because it's all about reflecting the King, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's not about Kyla Schubeck, but it's about reflecting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and our beautiful, beloved bridegroom. Because in the Bible, it talks about even different types of garments, like the bridal garments, the priestly garments, etc. So there's a whole different variety of garments. It talks about the queen in gold in Psalm 45. It speaks that she's dressed in gold. And that's the reason for these beautiful, colorful, shining garments, because when we get to heaven, each of us will be wearing different garments. And again, the purpose of Heavenly Garment is to bring the things that are unseen into this realm through the vision, through the prophetic gift, being able to see and pull out what's up there into this realm, to manifest it into this realm. Because it's all about reflecting who he is, because it's an extension of who he is in reality, is saying. In fabrics, sometimes God leads me to different fabrics. And he all just brings it together in a beautiful tapestry with the flags and the banners and processionals. And I also do flags and banners workshops, because I want to educate the people of God locally, geographically, nationally, and eventually internationally about the use of flags and banners, because a lot of people don't have any idea, because they're bound by religious tradition. God's breaking that off because he wants to restore the arts back to church, the body of Christ, where it should be, because the world has had enough of the arts. they have promoted the arts, and God has taken back the holy arts for his name and his glory. So that is the purpose of heavenly garments. God bless you. Have a good night.
God bless you. My name is Sonia Zamora, Prophetess Sonia Zamora, and I am Prophetess Sharonda Turner's assistant, and I bid you adieu from Kingdom Faith Ministries. We come to bless the state of Michigan and to break new ground for Kingdom Faith Ministries. We've been working the ground for approximately 3 years, and God has been moving and just doing works that we didn't even know what he was doing, but he was creating a sanctuary, mobile sanctuary, and bringing prayer storm to every city, to every state. And we thank God for Dr. Rhoda Bird for inviting us to come and bless this city, to bless this state. We thank God for the opportunity and that God is extending out borders to all prophets and apostles to break ground where there has no been no apostle, no prophet to talk in the land. And so God is raising up prophets and apostles to a point to enter back into the place that it belongs in the church. And so we just thank God for the opportunity to have a live voice in the nations, in the on the air, and we thank God that he has joined us together with Dr. Rhoda. It's been a blessing. We have been doing the prayer line. It's been awesome. You can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Kingdom Faith Ministries, and you will see all our events. We are all over the United States. And going national, going international soon. And so God is doing a work through prayer. And that's the base of Kingdom Faith Ministry and the prayer storm. And so we just thank God that you're there. Know that this is a time of reaping and sowing. Know that this is a time that God wants to ignite you with his fire and with his anointing in a way you've never experienced before. Know that God is doing something on the earth that no one's ever heard of, and he's caused you to ignite something in you that was born for your destiny. We thank God for you, and we hope that this empowers you, that this anoints you to do that which God has called you to do. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. This woman of God is here. One of our very own apostles. And she's, no. Prophet Beverly is talking on behalf. She's going to talk a little bit about her ministry, but on behalf of Apostle Velma. I got it. Hallelujah. We love you. Hey, Apostle. We know you would have been here for us. Is she coming tonight? All right. We're going to let us say something. Come on, woman of God, for I mess up. Amen. Well, first of all, I want to give an honor to God and to his son, Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior, and to this great woman of God, Apostle Rhoda. First of all, I have not seen her in a few years, and just to see how the Lord is using her, one of the things that I've always known and noticed about the woman of God is that she literally walks in the love of God, but yet in the power and the authority of God. And so I'm so honored to see what he is doing in her life in this hour, and that she's bringing chief gifts before the people in this region. And we just bless God for her and for her ministry and for her humility. On behalf of Apostle Velma Clopton, who is returning from Arizona, awesome, anointed, powerful woman of God, I will be picking her up from the airport, as I said, in about an hour. She's been there ministering, but most of you know her as Apostle Velma Roseman. And just a powerful woman of God who literally established the prophetic, was very instrumental in establishing the prophetic in this region of Michigan many years ago, also in Minnesota. And so God is still continuing to use her as he's opening new regions and new territories and new nations and new states to her to expand her ministry and to revive the prophetic training and upbringing and upgrading and understanding that God would open the eyes of our understanding. And so with that, we're just so honored.
nonprofit is Beverly Jordan, and I'm a member of Living Bread Ministries International under the leadership of Apostle Kenneth and Prophetess Joyce Hogan, awesome house of God right here in Redford, Michigan. So just honored to be here, honored to connect. I also am just meeting Prophetess Sharonda Turner for the first time, who is out of Arizona. And so I just thank God for this ministry. Thank God for meeting the new people of God. I'm always excited to hear about new ministries, to hear about what God is doing in other regions, other territories. I met the woman of God. Prophetess, what's your name? Okay, Prophetess Kyla, as I was passing, coming in here, and I commented on her beautiful worship out attire, because I really am a woman of God that have been sent to the nations. The nations is my portion. So I just thank God for her ministry. The Lord sent me back to school. He told me to go back to school to get my master's in global management. And then as a realtor, he told me to get my certification as an international realtor. And so at my church, I serve as local and foreign leader for missions. And so when I see the nations represented, it's such a kingdom mantle and mandate, I really, really get excited, because really that is the mandate, to go out into all the nations and make disciples, disciplined ones, for the King of Glory, and that is the mandate. So God bless you. Thank you. And I am going to turn it over to, amen. Come on, woman of God.
Amen. Praise God. Is Jill ready? Prophet Scott, come on. Come talk to the people. Hold on 1 minute. Prophet Scott. Where did he go? Did he run away?
Yes.
I'm going to need you to run in here. Come on, Scott. Run away into the glory. Come on, Prophet Scott. Come on. Please don't let me pull this on you, okay? You my brother. Come on, love. I will bring the mic to you. Come on. Now, let me tell y'all something about Prophet Scott. Y'all remember him? Look at that poor English and grammar. Fix it up for me. You remember Prophet Scott because he used to be on Blog Talk with us a couple of years ago, when we used to do all those wonderful interviews with evangelists, and we'd be cracking up laughing. The power of fall, and after the power, we are laughing because our own brother Rudolph used to cut up so much. So, but Prophet Scott got something. His sister do some jewelry or something or something. He gonna talk to you. Come on. I'm gonna mess that up too.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Now I'm gonna get the mic back. Praise the Lord. No, God bless you all. I am blessed to be here. It's been awesome. I didn't get a chance to come last night. I had another ministry engagement. But I feel the glory of God, and I can just feel that God is pleased with what has gone on so far. His glory is being accomplished in this service. So I know that it's meeting you right wherever you are. I know that it's coming to you in the way that you need it to come to you. I know that the Lord is blessing you. He's doing things. But I want to admonish you, if the Lord is blessing you and you see a link on this computer that says so, please do so, because this is faithful ground. This is plentiful ground. This is solid ground. And this is ground that you will reap the harvest that God has intended for you to reap if you sow into this ground. If you sow into this anointing, the things that God has planned and prepared for you in this season are going to manifest. I prophesy it to be so, because in this season, in order to receive from the Lord, there's something you got to give. You know, you got to repent. You've got to do some things. You've got to get some things right in your spirit. You got to get some things right in your heart. And in this time and in this season, it's appropriate to sow to where God is taking you to into the next season. So if this is the place that the Lord is speaking into your spirit to sow into, do it. That's what I want. That's what the Lord has given me to say to you today. If there is something that the Lord has told you to sow, please do it. The woman of God is so faithful. She will not misappropriate what God uses. She will use it for the purpose that God intended it for to be used. And so I want to say that to you because, first of all, I love my sister. She's a powerful, awesome woman of God, but she is surely, truly God's woman first. She does everything that the Lord gives her to do. We are standing here today because of the obedience of the woman of God. God, amen. You are being blessed wherever you are right now because of her obedience. So it's not right that we receive all of this spiritual and not do anything naturally, amen. So whatever the Lord gives you to do, come on. Be obedient. It's for you. It's for your destiny. It's for your family. It's so that your children can grow up and be all that God has called them to be, so that they will not taste the world, because God is going to keep them. He's going to cover them, and he's going to save them until the time that he plans to use them. Everybody doesn't have that testimony. So wherever the Lord gives you to sow, you're sowing it for a reason. So sow it and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Bless the Lord. My name is Prophetess Adams. I'm from Apostolic Faith Pentecostal in Queens. I'm the assistant pastor. I'm here just to bless the Lord with all you wonderful people in Christ. You know, it's a blessing to be here among so many faithful people of God. And I'm challenging you tonight. I not ordinarily tell people that I'm a prophet, because there are so many liar prophets going around today. But if I be a true prophet of God, I'm going to challenge all the sick, lame, and lazy to tune in with us tonight, because there's a blessing in store. I see people being healed from these services that we are having, and there are many people out there who want to sow, and you don't know if what we are doing or the move that we are making, it's true. But I'm challenging you tonight. If you come and you tune into these programs and you get your blessings, that I'm challenging you to sow back out of what you reap. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Did y'all enjoy that?
Amen.
I don't know which one I enjoyed the most, the action or the power of the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
but it both works for me. See, Jill trying to get me out of trouble. Come on, dear.
Praise Jesus. They're
going to fall. All right. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Okay, for y'all who are watching the stream, this is Plan B. Plan B is we now have a phone mic. Due to some difficult technicalities, that was in my control. I got too excited. I done hit the thing. And by the way, wait till people, Evangelist. This is Evangelist Tanya. Hi. Y'all been wanting to know when y'all going to see it. There it is. See that little picture face? Y'all saw on Facebook. See, she looked the same. It was so funny. I said, you look so cute dressed up. She said, this is dress up. I said, well, what is going on here? If this ain't dress up, I don't know what it is. Come on, Jill. Can she do? Y'all can still hear it. You ready? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. We're having a brief meeting. Jill is going to talk to you about products. Do you have a website where people can order stuff? Look, she came prepared. It's coming.
Well, actually, I got a new website I'm transitioning to.
Okay. Look at her. She looked all pretty. She came all jazzed up. You know what I love about Jill? Because in all of this goodness, she still would do what we call prostrate ministry.
Amen.
We'll be flat on the floor worshiping God. Hallelujah. I told y'all we're going to keep it real here, so this is me. Here you go.
Well, I want to thank Rhoda for giving me this opportunity. I'm excited about what God is doing, and he wants to restore the body of Christ, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. So she may get prepared and fit for the master's use. And so 7 years ago, I had lupus, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and God healed me through a 7-year process through the Garden of God, going back to the prescription for healing, the natural without side effects. And he began to show me healing oils like frankincense and myrrh and helichrysum and lavender and these different oils that heal the body internally and also on the skin. And because of lupus, it's viral, bacterial, fungus, and heavy metals, and that's the reason why my immune system was so erratic. And my immune system was so overtaken that my body started to reject itself. And I had a lot of self-rejection as well, so God began to show me what all those emotions actually were working in the opposite direction of health and healing. And so I have products called Genesis products. They're organic products, vegan, kosher, soy-free, gluten-free, sugar-free, chemical-free. and I want to get as close as the garden as we can. And also the processing is very not evasive when it comes to high heat. There's no concentrate, you know, fillers. It's just all pure. And I wanted to pick a product that I would have for myself and what I learned from my process of research and education. Not everything is healthy. They call healthy. And a lot of it's watered down and there's sugars. And so I have products, green products, to help alkaline the liver and the blood and feed the cells the healthy antioxidants. It helps the skin. It has alkalining products in it called greens, Genesis Greens. We have Genesis Acai. Finally, I'm able to pronounce it. For so long, it was called Acai, Akaka, whatever. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't Acai. And so this helps skin, hair, and nails. This actually helps the weight loss, detox intestinal tract. Also, goji juice, which helps the hormonal health, balance the endocrine system, helps the kidneys. You know, these juices are only 1 ounce. You take them, and they're 30,000 milligrams just for 1 ounce. You would have to do a lot of supplements to get 1 milligram. And so the juices are high potency, high concentrated, and they're all pure organic. Again, for people that have sugar problems, you know, you're not going to have sugar in these products. And so I'm really excited to do the called the Six Pack Punch Fat Fight Eliminator. My husband named that name. And it's six products that are going to help you lose weight, detox, and replenish and restore the body all at the same time. And the products include a colon cleanse, a green product, one of the juices, as well as a fiber product, and two breaking down fat products. It could be boosting your metabolism, helping suppress your appetite naturally, or breaking down fat in your body. So we're all going to sign up for that, right? And so that's a six-product pack, and also they're 15% off. If you buy the six, they're 15% off the retail. If you buy three of those products, it's 10%. And also I love to talk about healing oils. God has been telling me about healing oils and how he's restoring the oil to the body of Christ. He wants to oil us up. He wants to take out the dryness and help us to be mobile and flexible and bring the oil of God and pour it out upon us, because the oil of joy, right, and the oil in the Song of Solomon, and talks about cinnamon and calamus and the tabernacle of Moses, and how there's a special holy recipe that God used to anoint the priest in the tabernacle. So I'm excited about bringing these oils back to the body of Christ to help with their skin. Actually, they take out wrinkles, like frankincense takes out wrinkles and brown spots and moles, and then you can drink it, and you just really feel just invigorated and energized. Also, it helps your memory. A lot of these are going to be used to help Alzheimer's and dementia, because they can pass the blood-brain barrier and help restore the brain. And I just love these oils because they can use with a carrier oil like coconut oil, olive oil on your skin, again, to reverse wrinkles, reverse aging, to help any damaged skin on your body overall. But also, again, internally, I use the oils like On Guard, which has four oils that help viruses, bacteria, and fungus. So I drink the oils, put them on my skin, I anoint people with them, and they're a great, it's called the Family Physician Kit, and we have peppermint, lemon, lavender that helps cleanse your body, detox your body. You can actually diffuse them, and they're so beautiful in the air. You can diffuse the oils in the air during your prayer time or just in your house, and it cleans the atmosphere of your house, and it sets an atmosphere with the oils and the smells. They're just wonderful. And also you can make sachets with them. You can make perfumes with them. I'm really wanting to expand on the oils and make some natural sunscreens, because life of the flesh is in the blood. What you put in your mouth will go into your bloodstream. What you put on your skin goes into your bloodstream. So we're so very toxic with the food, the water, the stress, the pollution, this environment. Well, how much more toxic are we're gonna get if we're eating the toxic food? And we need to get detoxed. And if we have a house, we need to clean the clutter. We need to clean the mold in our house. We need to clean what's in the natural house. But how much more our physical homes? You know, our homes that we're living in with the carrying God's glory. So I have all these products available for purchase: MasterCard, Visa. And also we'll ship them right directly to your home, wherever you're at, New York, you know, wherever you're at, all over the nation, all over the world, we can send those. So you can give me a call at 734-556-2184. And also my website actually is newbeginningsnutrition.org, and I'm just really transitioning from a new carrier, so it's really not up at this point. But again, give me a call at 734-556-2184 for your family physician kit or your Fat Fight Eliminator program. and I can tell you more about weight loss. I can help you with diabetes, blood pressure, natural cures. God has natural cures for arthritis, for cancer, for diabetes, blood pressure, for skin diseases, for heart diseases, for intestinal tract diseases, for colon problems, irritable bowel, diverticulitis. God has given us an answer, and it's in the Word of God, but it's in the garden of God. He said he's given us healing for the nations through the plants and through the food, and he wants to get back to our natural, he wants us to get back to the natural dietary guidelines, get back to the garden so we can find restoration and healing in our bodies. Spirit, soul, and body. So thank you for giving me this time, and thank you. Should I keep talking? I don't know if there's a repeat, but let's see what else. Anybody have any questions? Actually, while I'm here, I could do that. Okay, we're done?
We're done.
All right, good, good. I didn't know what else to do.
If you got questions, Jill, what's your Facebook page? Can people ever ask you there?
Jill L. Janik, J-A-N-I-C, and I work for WDRJ Network, but I actually have my own radio show, and my desire is to eradicate diabetes and blood pressure in the city of Detroit, that we can come together. It's transitioning our kitchens, our diets, our way of lifestyle, coming off from the world system, getting into a kingdom model, because God made the food, and the only way we're going to be restored if we eat God's way is the food has a rainbow. We're talking a lot about rainbows. The food is a rainbow of colors that have all different types of facets for healing in your body to keep it healed and to prevent disease and keep you walking in divine health. Because Moses and Joshua lived 120, 110 years. And even science has proven that we can live this long. And if they don't even know the secrets we know, how much more if we just get on board with obedience, discipline, self-control with what we eat and get back to the food God created and come away from the system of this world and start eating his way. It's okay to eat a pizza here and there and Danishes and this and that, but if it's a lifestyle, if it's our staple, then it's going to bring a demise to our health overall because food has frequencies. And the dead food has no frequencies, but God's food has frequencies. Your body has 75 frequencies. So every time you eat healthy food, you're going to increase it and maintain your frequencies. But if you don't, it's going to decrease your frequencies, and the lower you get, the more open you are for disease and sickness. So there is some natural laws here and spiritual laws working together that are going to help bring healing and health to your body. Because I'm believing the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the Word of God, communion. And but yet, if we're not doing the natural laws, we need to practice the natural laws. And that's discipline, obedience, self-control, and that's getting the right information. Because lack of knowledge, we're destroyed. And so we got to get the knowledge to know that we have natural cures and prescriptions that God has given us. And we're not saying not go to the doctor. I don't treat, diagnose, or cure a disease. I give you the knowledge and the information, and then you pray and ask God where you need to step into this. And we're seeing people get healed of diabetes, blood pressure, cancer. I got healed of lupus all naturally because we're not believing in the system of this system. We're believing in a kingdom. We're believing in God's love for us, and he's our healer, okay? So be encouraged that no matter what you're going through right now, that God has an answer and a way of escape. And he's talking to all of us about our health. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, we want to bless God for Jill. Because prior to me walking in, and when I walked in the door, she said, I didn't have anything else to say. And all of a sudden.
That's like a miracle.
All of a sudden, Jill found something else to share with us. Did you have a Facebook page?
Yes.
You did.
I
okay.
Can say it again, though. Jill L. Janik.
Yay!
That's right.
We're going to see some more, Jill. We love Jill.
Thank you so much.
And so for those who didn't know, I got after my production team. I didn't know I didn't have shoes on. I was not trying to be native. I forgot. So you know, I was cracking up laughing. She said, Sue, we don't have shoes on. But we in heels most of the time of the day. We just keep our shoes off. But, Brett Taylor is in the house. I'm going to tell you a story about him right quick. Come on, Brett. Come to wave hi to the people.
Hello, people.
So I gave him a new name for a reason.
What's that?
I kept saying what I heard the Lord say. He is definitely a David in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I met the man of God at Cobo Hall, downtown Detroit. We had went to an event, and, well, I'm going to be nice. Went to an event, we're trying to figure out why we were there. And all of a sudden, in the process of thinking we were going to leave, this melodious sound from heaven came and we said, who in the world is that? The young people with me started telling them, we got goosebumps. We got goosebumps. Because of the anointing, the worship was like nothing we have ever heard in our life. It was so awesome. It was so powerful. And so at the very last minute, the Holy Spirit spoke to us about our brother and our friend and the man of God who concerning this conference. And I thought what was unusual, he said, did you know I have a ministry for women? I said, I had no idea. I just obeyed God. And in return, he said, let's pray. He prayed, and he is here with us today. We're so excited. He is a recording artist by light. And he has a website. Actually, if you go on www.fitforthekings.com, scroll down.
Way down.
And you'll see this beautiful, well, handsome, you ain't beautiful, handsome picture. It's a beautiful spirit, though. And you can click on his link, and it will take you to a whole new world. A whole new world.
Not that deep.
His Facebook page is just open up, and this is absolutely fabulous. You get to see some things, and just we definitely encourage you to get a CD. We definitely purchase it. Christmas gifts. It's Christmas in July, y'all. Get some gifts. And you want to get a CD. It's just awesome. But he's going to tell you more about the ministry. Actually, he's coming on at 7:30 tonight. They're already doing sound check and everything. It looks like a whole production. I got so excited. So we had a shot and dance concert. It's like a real art concert. So we're going to have a bunch of fun with Brother Taylor. And the Holy Ghost and Brother Taylor, he is powerful. Yes. And look at him. He's so humble. He's letting another man praise his work. So what is it? Brag on you, praise it. I can't remember scripture for nothing.
Another man boasts about your
word. There it is. He's a man of the word, too. Praise God. So,
what are we talking about?
You want to talk more about your own stuff? Come on, Brad.
What do you want me to talk about?
I want to talk about whatever you're here to talk about. But I want you to tell ways they can purchase these CDs and stuff like that.
Oh, we can purchase at BrentTaylorLive.com, and there's a whole bunch of other things. Are you leaving? This is going to be short. I'm going to talk to Ed for a long time. Worship-wise, I feel like the Lord is going to do something in our lives and has done it all, not just today, but in our lives in total. It's been, I haven't been at most, I've been in and out, but I've just overheard some things, and God's been doing great things through prophetess and through just different speakers. And I believe that the Lord tonight, if you allow your life to be shifted into a new anointing, into another dimension. I think we were on the blog talk the other night.
Yeah.
And God began to talk to me about, we keep trying to seek anointing, and anointing is to get us into the presence of God. So we need to go tonight, if you're with us, and if you want to call somebody else or text somebody else or tweet somebody else or Facebook or social cam somebody to be in the presence of God, it's not about just in the moment, it's about in the spirit. And it's about getting you to the place of presence. You don't want, I think God put in my heart to say, you don't want to just walk in somebody's house and get a tour of their house and never meet the person that's actually in that moment. And the Lord, no matter how big, no matter how small, no matter if you're on this place where you are, the end all be all spiritual being of the world, that God's given you that gift, there's always more of him. It says from glory to glory. And we kind of sometimes coin phrases about worship. But worship has nothing to do with singing, has nothing to do with dancing, has nothing to do with anything but bowing before the Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't get thrown in the fire because they wouldn't sing. They got thrown in there because they wouldn't worship. So in the same progress, when David called Israel into that moment, it was to worship the Lord, and they bowed down before him. Every other Muslim, Oriental, Asian background function, even in court, we call them your worship, and they bow to people. And that is what we're going to do tonight. I hope that we get into that place where we integrate our spirits and say, are you willing to let go of this moment? Are you willing to step into something new? Are you willing to be excited, whether it's shouting or whether it's not, or whether it's in this place where God wants to just see you for who you are? And I was talking to women, and sometimes we don't understand what the Holy Spirit is in this moment. The Holy Spirit is the cover-up that you put on as the foundation that takes away your blemishes and things that you don't want everybody to see. And with worship, when you begin to, you really have to pick up and put things to your face and cover your face. And that's what Moses did. He covered his face because the glory shone out. And so many people need to take that off because they're covering not just the anointing, but the presence of God in them. So the fear of not being able to worship And the fear of not being able to be in that moment, I believe, when we get into his presence, melts away. When we get in that place that we decide to walk in there, we don't have to put cover up on, we don't have to put extra stuff on, we don't have to take, we can take all that off and come before the Lord naked again. But we've been like Adam and Eve, where we've done stuff, so we have to cover our blemishes, and God said, I've already got you. Solomon 4:7, you are without blot and without blemish. You're all fair, my love. So tonight, as we function, whether you're in this moment or not in the moment, you can have access, because it's simple. It's about you coming and bowing before the Lord and letting him come into your life, into your heart, more so than he already is, and allowing the Spirit of God to move. And we talked about last night, we talked about, do we worship the Father for real? Or do we worship Jesus? That's a controversial subject, but the thing is, it said, we get access through Jesus for the Father. So tonight, I believe that there are a lot of women not just looking for a father, not looking for a man. That's not what we're looking about. That's not what we're doing. And I told the group of people, I said, men are both women and men, because we're the bride of Christ. So we have to function in submission the same way the wife or the woman would to us. So we have that same feeling, but we don't understand it as men. But the Lord has given us, just me or some other people, some revelation that when we get into worship, when we bow and we submit to God and we bring all of our access, when we give it to God, God will make provision as he did in 1 Kings 17. So tonight we want to really take off the cover-up that we put on that's artificial and allow God to wipe away the blemishes in life, to take us to a new moment in worship. And when we worship, bowing down, not just singing, God is going to do some extravagant things. No matter if you're online or if you're here or wherever you are, believe that the Lord is going to touch your life in such a way that you're not going to, and again, I said this, not just open worship where you take the lid off, but broken worship. Not broken to be smashed, but broken to let your fragrance out. And some of you have been so bottled up, but I believe tonight that the Lord is going to move through ministry, through understanding your heart, through what you look like is not the position, but what position you're in is the position that God is going to bless you in. Be the Mary that was talked about. Be the person that's going to wipe and wash Jesus' feet with her tears. Be the person that's going to take you from being an okay worshiper to an extravagant worshiper. That you are no longer hindered by your title, by what you've been fasted at, if you've been going through things when you were little or younger. When you come into the place where you're fit for a king, not the ring of the king being fitted for you because you think that's where you need to be. I was talking about diamond cutters, and in worship, it's about cutting you to fit the placement of the ring. Every woman, I think now, but most, want a ring from somebody, and God is like, I don't want to give you a ring. I want you to be part of mine. I want to chisel you in such a way that you glean the best, that your quality of diamond is that high, that the clarity of your heart, when the sun, the S-O-N, projects in your life, it causes such a radiance. And that only comes by being fit for the ring that he has. So please just pray, get in that moment, smile, joke, whatever you have to do. But wipe away the makeup that you're trying to hide things under and let God begin to restore your life through worship. I think that's where we are. Not as you need to be.
I love you, too. You know, that was powerful. I'm so grateful that we're going to be able to replay this over, because for those who are on Blog Talk Radio, this is Brent Taylor, and he came to us as powerful as he did a minute ago. It's the same on the Blog Talk. Please go back and listen to the Blog Talks, because they were such a blessing. It's still up on the website. It's going to be there for a while. Again, it's on www.blaineirving.com, and as well as Fit, the number 4, for the King of Kings, hallelujah.com. So we are just so grateful. Thank you, Brent. Thank you for taking more than a few minutes.
Bless you.
Oh, we're going to have a glorious time. So be right back. Somebody else is going to come say hi. She don't want to say hi. Oh, all that prayer she did. She's dipping in the spirit. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you know, I'm sorry. I can be a little encouraging. I won't say forceful. I can be encouraging, but I didn't know. Come on, Blaine. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Because, please, okay, that's what it was. We were just excited because a woman of God had talked about your products and services, and we want everybody to have an opportunity to share you know, what's going on. But if you're not ready, that's okay. Secret, y'all, that powerhouse earlier that was praying and jumping around that had the tie lead on, I'm talking to her. Because you all can't see her. By the way, she's also the one that did the prophetic prayer yesterday before the prophetess. So just check her out, but don't tell her I told you to do that. That's why she didn't have a shy moment. Because under the anointing, she ain't shy. Hallelujah. Come on, Blaine. Blaine, it's a treat for you. Who thought he, okay, I hear you. Who thought he was going to not speak to you in the name of this time? But since he asked me to speak in English, which he doesn't, he sounds like he has a European accent. He's here because I want you to see the guy behind the actual website that you're looking at. Isn't he handsome? Aw, he's such a sweetheart. So he's going to tell you a little bit about his website. He's going to tell you a little bit about all the things I'm going to harass him to do in the future.
Oh,
like the podcast, he's going to take the Block Talk, yes, and you get to hear Prophet Sharonda on podcast, and you're going to hear Jill on podcast, and you're going to hear Brent and everybody else on podcast. We are making this available and accessible to you. And he is the man that pulled it together for us. He's the one, he's the person who you're going on his live stream. If you look at through his page, this is the guy who is blank over behind that awful website. He even helped with Fit for the King. So I just want to talk a little bit about some of the things that you can expect and also about his company, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well,
all right.
Pretty much it all.
Oh, no, you feel free to continue.
All right. How are you guys doing today? Pretty good. So I'm the person behind doing the website and doing a lot of the graphics and that kind of thing, and I just felt, as this conference was going on, I felt the Lord speak to my heart on revamping the Blaine Irving Group a little bit, and actually pushing more into serving the community, giving more of ourselves, not only being a company based on profits and based on income, but based on seeing how much we can help other people push up their dreams and visions and what God has laid in their hearts. I look very much forward to giving everybody that opportunity, whether it be through media, whether it be through graphic arts, whether it be through development of any kind, and even, you know, product launches and corporate functions, which is what, that is our next phase, which we're moving into. So go ahead, have a look on the website. You can have a look at, we actually have three websites at the moment, or four websites. So you can just, if you have a look on blaineirving.com, you can click on any one of those and have a look at some of our designs, some of the stuff that we do. So, amen. I pray God blesses you all today. Make sure that you tune in again later at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, whatever time zone that is for you. That's what Google is for. Google it and find out what time zone you're in. And cause I'm not going to tell you that because I have no idea. So for those of you that are in Africa, expect a 5 to 7 hour time difference. That would be ahead of us. But yeah, I pray God has blessed you all, and I look forward to, you know, getting contact with some of you all who need help. Amen?
Amen.
Absolutely
bye.
Not.
Say bye.
Sweetness here is going to keep talking because that's what she's good at, and I'm going to go be the behind the scenes, which is what I'm really good at, trying to be good at.
If you're willing and obedient. We have a lot of fun. You just have no idea how many people have tried to push me and get at me because I had them on here while I was shocked. But we did it, y'all. Y'all know, those who watch the world, I've been trying to get Juan to come on here forever. We did it today. This young lady I just met, and I made a commitment to her about talking about her book of poems. So she is going to say something to you quickly about her book, and we're going to wrap it up.
Okay. Hi, my name is Kwemine. I have this book. It's called Loving God's Arms. It's a new path to worship. Like, we have dance, we have songs, we have drama. This is coming to God through poetry, using poems to worship God, to exalt the name of the Lord, to lift him high. And it's quite explosive. It's interactive also. In other words, you can use it as a group study where you get together and you guys exchange your views. You say, you read the poem and you say what you understand. You express yourself through the poem. It also have there's also words of wisdom where you get to understand yourself. It has a lot of things that deals with each, things that have to do with our lives. It's a wonderful poem. I invite you to read it. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's on Apple. You can download it as an e-book, and it's also available anytime you want it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay.
Who? A few camera shots. Who camera shot? Do you... And evangelist that I know, if you have visited, Portia, you know I love you, but I am going to go here. If you have visited her Facebook page, Prophetess Portia believes in pictures. There's a picture of every stage of her life. And Tanya and I have often found ourselves in great enjoyment discussing the pictures that we see of our dear, wonderful prophetess. I'm going to allow her to give me the ball. Come on, Tanya, we're going to end this session out. Well, Sister Tanya is being ethnic. I wasn't being ethnic. I didn't know I had my shoes. For those who have seen her behind the blog talk, ta-da, the queen herself.
Well, we just thank God for you all that have been listening in and also watching through the web stream, the live stream. And I just want to say this is my cousin, Dr. Rhoda Bird, that you have heard many a times on blog talk, and you will continue to hear. And I just want the world to know that I love her so much. And I love her faith that she has in God and how she just believes in his word and she just moves in it, yeah. Even when her cousin don't understand.
Which is often.
We thank God for Evangelist. She is here with us. She's going to be with us the rest of the night, so we want you to continue to stay tuned. We will be back at 7:30. Are we coming back at 7:30? We're coming back at 7:30. Links will be posted. So continue to follow us as we follow Christ.
Hey.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Amen. Yeah, we're done now.